Well, hello there, kiddies. This is your Uncle Jazbo once again with another bedtime story. This time, the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, many years ago, in the land of Nod, there lived a lovely little girl named Red Riding Hood. One day, Red Riding Hood's mother called her into the kitchen and said, "Honey, I just got word that your grandma is feeling the least." "Oh, what a drag," said Little Red. "What's the bid?" "Hangoversville, for all I know," said her mother. "Anyway, I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and collard greens, and I'd like you to fall by Grandma's joint this afternoon and lay the stuff on her." "Crazy," said Red, "and say, while you're at it, why not add a bottle of juice? You know, Granny, you'd appreciate some sauce, I think." "Mokay," said her mother. Picking up the basket, Little Red headed for her grandmother's cottage, going by way of the deep woods. And they were very deep. Little did she know that a big bad wolf lurked in the heart of the forest. Yeah, she'd traveled but a short distance when the wolf leaped out from behind the bush and confronted her. "Oh," said Red politely, "you startled me. I thought you were Viet Cong." "I'm on your side," said the wolf. "Say, you wouldn't be Little Red Riding Hood, would you?" "I ain't Eleanor Rigby," said Red, tugging modestly at her hip huggers. "Well, baby," said the wolf, "give me some skin." "Sorry, Pop," said Red, "some other time. Right now, I have to make it over to my grandmother's place." "Square time," said the wolf. "Why don't you blow your grandmother and we'll have some laughs?" "Man," said Red, "we've had it. Out of my way, I gotta take a trip." "Wild," said the wolf, "like, let's make it a twosome?" "No dice," said Red, "boom and zip." "Well, have it your way," said the wolf. "Later, baby." And so saying, the wolf bounded off through the forest and was soon lost to sight. But his evil mind was at work. Unbeknownst to Red Riding Hood, he took a shortcut through the trees and in a few minutes stood panting before the helpless old grandmother's cottage. Quietly, he knocked at the door. "That's a familiar beat," said Red Riding Hood's grandmother. "Who's out there?" "Western Union," lied the wolf. "I have a special invitation to Sonny and Cher's opening at the Bowl." "Boss," cried the grandmother, happily hobbling across the room. Imagine her horror when, upon opening the door, she perceived the wolf. In an instant, he'd leaped into the house, gobbled her up, and disguised himself in her nightclothes. Hearing Red Riding Hood's footsteps on the stones of the garden path, he leaped into the poor old lady's bed, pulled the covers up over his chin, and smiled toward the door in a grandmotherly way. When Little Red Riding Hood knocked, he said, "Hit me again. Who goes?" "It's me, Gram," said Red Riding Hood. "Mother heard you were feeling pretty beat. She thought you might want to pick up on some ribs and collard greens." "Nutty," said the wolf, "fall in." Red Riding Hood opened the door, stepped inside, and looked around the room. "Wowie," she said. "Gram, it looks like there was a happening here last night." "Oh, sorry I didn't have time to straighten up the pad before you got here," said the wolf, "but you know how it is. What did you say was in the basket?" "Oh, the same old jazz," said Red. "Baby," said the wolf, "don't put it down." "I have to," said Red. "It's getting heavy." "I didn't come here to play straight," said the wolf. "Let's open the basket. I got eyes." "I'm hip," said Red. "Grandma, what groovy eyes you have." "The better to dig you with, my dear," said the wolf. "But Grandma," Red said, "I don't want to sound rude, but what a long nose you have." "Yeah," said the wolf, "it is a gasser." "And Grandma," said Red, "your ears are the most, to say the least." "The better to bug your phone with, my dear," said the wolf, impishly. "And Grandma," said Red, "on the TV they advertise stuff that'll banish unsightly facial hair." "Say, what is this?" snapped the wolf. "Face inspection? I mean, I know I don't look the greatest, but what are you gonna do? Let's just say I'm not photogenic." "You know something," Little Red Riding Hood said, squinting suspiciously at the furry head on the pillow. I don't want to sound like the fuzz or anything, but you don't look like my grandmother at all. You look like some cat I've seen before. Baby, said the wolf, you're freaking out. No, man, insisted Red, I just dug your nose again and it's too much. I don't want to come right out and ask to see your ID, you understand, but where's my grandmother? The wolf stared at Red Riding Hood for a long, terrible moment. Your grandmother, he said, is gone. Ring-a-ding-ding, said Red. She swinged like a pendulum do. But where is she? She split, said the wolf. Don't hand me that jazz, said Red, whereupon the wolf, being at the end of his patience, leaped out of bed and began to chase poor Red Riding Hood about the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that very day and that a passing hunter could hear Little Red Riding Hood's frantic cry for help. Rushing into the cottage, the brave hunter dispatched the wolf with one bullet. Man, said Red gratefully, your timing was like the end, you know. And so it was.